Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Alan Reed, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Parkey.
Yeah, this has been the most interesting book that I never read in my whole life. The Second Reader. Sure be some wonderful philosophy in this book. Of course, you got for to be in the right mood, for to really appreciate this beautiful writing. Just listen to this. A is for apple, so round and so red. B is for baby who sleeps in his bed. C is for cat who cries meow, meow. And D is for dog who barks bow, wow. Oh, that's beautiful. B is for dog who barks bow. You know, it takes brains to think up clever stuff like that. Oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hi, Parker.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late, Parky, but I wanted to spend some time with my dad. Today's Father's Day, you know.
Today's Father's Day?
Uh-huh.
I thought Father's Day was 3 weeks ago, the day when they were selling those little red flowers in the street.
Huh? That was Poppy Day.
Well, ain't Poppy Father?
Parky, you and your jokes.
Yeah, I thought there was
you
a
just
good
haven't
one.
Any sentiment. Mm-hmm. You should take Father's Day seriously.
Oh, why should I? Why don't they leave the poor old guy alone?
Leave him alone?
Yeah, somebody's got to go out and start a Father's Day, so what happens? On Sunday, the one day he's got for to sleep, everybody drags him out of bed 2 hours earlier just so they can give him a lot of junk what he don't want and couldn't use. And what he'll have to struggle to pay for because he's still broke from paying for the stuff what Mother picked out for herself for Father to give her on Mother's Day. Say, that's pretty clever, Betty. That's almost as clever as D is for dog who barks bow wow.
Well, I don't care what you say, Parky. I still say Father's Day is a wonderful idea.
Oh, sure it is, Betty. I'm only kidding. I guess I'm just a little bit jealous because, you know, I don't got nobody to give me nothing on Father's Day. Yeah, nobody gives me nothing on Mother's Day. Nobody gives me nothing on Father's Day. You know, Betty, I'm really in big trouble until somebody comes along and invents a second cousin, Betty.
Parky, you know, it's really too bad that you never got married. Weren't you ever in love?
Yeah, I was in love, Betty, many years ago. I was engaged to the most beautiful girl that you'd never seen. There's only one trouble with her.
But what was that?
Well, every time that I seen her, all that she talked about was, when are you going to get married? When are we going to get married? You know, I didn't like to be rushed into a thing like that. I finally broke off the whole engagement.
Well, how long were you engaged?
27 years.
Parky, someday, maybe, I'll learn not to pay any attention to you.
Yeah, but it sure must be wonderful, though, for to be a father. And know what's in your old age, you'll have somebody for to worry about you, and even take care of you if you need it. Look at me. All my life, I've been working like a dog, and what I got to for to show for it? $950 in a bank. That's all.
Well, Parky, $950 can be a pretty good friend in your old age, too.
Yes, yes. Say, you know something, Betty? That is exactly what I am going for to do.
What?
I'm going for to take that $950 and put that in the bank in a separate account. That's going for to be my old age, you see? Now, never going to touch one cent of that money. I'll just keep that there and to use only when I'm an old man.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Parky.
Yes.
It's about time you thought about yourself. I mean, people are always taking advantage of your good nature. I'm just as guilty as the next one.
How do you mean you're guilty?
Well, I was going to ask you to buy some tickets for the new hospital.
Yes.
All the proceeds go to give medical care to poor people, you know.
No, no, Betty, I'm through with all that kind of stuff. I'm going to buy no more tickets to nothing. I'm going to save my money for my old age. That's what I yes.
But you're absolutely right. And
yes.
I don't blame you, Parker.
Yeah, sure. For a change, I'm going to think about myself. You say the tickets is going to give medical care for the poor people? How much are they, Betty?
$5 apiece.
Okay, I'll take two. I mean, that's a very good cause, and my unconscious would bother me if I didn't buy a couple of tickets.
Yes, but what about your old age fund, Parky?
Well, suppose I have $10 less, Betty, then I'll just become an old man 2 weeks later.
Oh, gee, thanks, Parky. I just knew you wouldn't refuse.
Yeah, well, if it was been anything else except for the new hospital, Betty, I would refuse. So, I say, I forgot I left the city inspector in the kitchen. I forgot all about him. I'll go back and see you if he wants to see me about something. Pardon you, Betty. Well, Inspector, does everything be all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. You sure run a clean place here, mister. Yes. If there was anything wrong, I'd tell you in a minute. See what I mean?
Yes, yes. Well, I try to keep my place clean.
Yep, can't find nothing wrong here, except, of course, you'll have to put in the ventilator. See what I mean?
Yes. Ventilator? Got to put in a what ventilator?
Oh, didn't you hear about the new city ordinance?
Huh?
Yeah. Starting July 1st, every restaurant has to install a 36-inch ventilator in the kitchen. See what I mean?
I didn't know that. Huh? How much is the ventilator cost?
Oh, you can get one for around
$40.
$40?
Yeah. Well, that don't be so bad.
No, there's only one thing wrong with it. Yes. I can't approve the $40 ventilator.
Huh?
See what I mean?
You say what, you couldn't approve it?
No. The only one I can okay is the Morton ventilator.
Yes.
And the only place you can buy it is from the M.R. Morton Company. See what I mean?
Yes. Tell me, how much is the Morton ventilator cost?
$375.
$375? That sure must be a good ventilator.
Oh, I know it's good, because my brother-in-law makes them. See what I mean?
Yeah, now I see exactly what you mean, yes. Can I expect this to be a funny thing? I had $950 in the bank this morning, and I decided to set up a fund for to take care of me when I'm be an old man.
Uh-huh.
And I give $10 to Betty Rhodes just a few minutes ago, and now you come in and tell me I got to buy a ventilator for $375. Let me for to see that. Everything goes there, it's busy. It's going to leave me with only $565. Hey, that's going to be very much money for to take care of me in my old age, does it?
Why not? You won't need no money for your old age. See what I mean?
You say I won't need no money?
No, how could you possibly spend it? When you're an old man, you can't eat, you can't smoke, you can't drink. You can't go out with the boys and you can't go out with the girls.
Yeah?
Mister, all you can do is sit in a rocking chair and just rock.
Oh. Well, thank heavens for that. For a minute there, I thought I had nothing to look forward to. You see what I mean?
Zimmerman and his 19 short orders playing Sleepy Time Gal. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. During the war, they were called war bonds. Right after the war, they were called victory bonds. Now the same bonds are called security bonds. For America's security is your security. To make the buying of security bonds as easy as possible, the government has set up two investment plans, the payroll savings plan and the bond a month plan. The first is aimed at those who are on a payroll. The employee authorizes his boss to set aside a sum from each paycheck and use that money to buy security bonds for him. The bond month plan is for those not on a payroll, for professional men or men who own their own business. If you come under this heading, you can tell your bank to issue you a bond every month and charge the purchase price to your account. You can't go wrong with either of these plans because you'll be saving the easy, automatic way. You'll be paving the way for a happy future with the money you invest now. Remember, United States security bonds, the same fine investment that pays you $4 for every $3 you invest. A safe investment, a sure bet for your future, to pay for those things you've always wanted. Buy as many security bonds as you can.
My old age fund is sure be shrinking here. Well, I'm not going to touch the rest of this money until I be 65 years old. Wait a minute. I just November'd something. When I get for it to be 65, I'll have another expense that I didn't finger on. Yeah, then I'll have to start to pay the government Social Security. Oh, look who's coming in, that little lady from the sewing circle. Come right in, lady. Glad for to see you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just fine, thank
Good.
You. Oh, isn't it hot today?
Yeah, it sure does be hot today, all right.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me about it being hot.
Huh?
You see, I've got to get right over to the Turkish bath.
You got to go to the Turkish bath?
Well, you see, yesterday was my birthday.
Yes.
Somebody gave me 2 Turkish towels, and I want to use them.
Yesterday was your birthday, huh? Well, congratulations.
Thank
yes,
you.
That's right.
You know, everyone thinks it's so strange that my birthday should be on June 19th.
Yeah, what's so strange about that?
Because I was born on the 16th of November.
I see.
Today's Father's Day, you know.
Yes, I know, yes.
Are you a father?
No, I'm not.
Neither am I.
You're not?
No, but my father is.
Well, that's quite a surprise, yes.
Heavens, yes. Oh, he's wonderful. I'm taking my father out to dinner tonight.
You are? Well, look, lady, if you're taking your father out to dinner, why don't you bring him to my restaurant?
Oh, no.
No?
Father's Day only comes once a year, and I want him to enjoy himself.
Tell me, how old is your father?
103.
Oh. 103? Is that his age or his temperature?
Oh, that's his age.
Hmm?
Yes, he's 103 years old.
How do you know?
Nobody believes it, but I can prove it because last year he was 99.
Yeah. Wait a minute. If your father was being 99 last year, how could he be 103 this year?
Oh, as you get older, the years go by so fast.
Yeah. Now tell me, what kind of present are you getting for your father for Father's Day?
A tennis racket.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yes. You mean your father's 103 years old and he plays tennis?
Yes. The doctor made him give up playing handball. It was too strenuous.
I see, yes.
I sure hope he comes down this afternoon so that I can spend the rest of the day with him.
He comes down? Where is he?
Oh, don't ask me. He's just flying around.
Flying around where?
I don't know.
Huh?
Last week, someone gave him one of those funny little hats with a propeller on it. And the last time we saw him, he was 20,000 feet over Glendale.
How do you know? Father's be 103 years old. That's why I need that money. In case I ever live to be 103. You know, I want to be able to buy a little hat with a propeller on it, too. It must be so much fun flying over Glendale. Oh, I better take that man's order. Yes, sir, would you like for to eat something?
Oh, I don't know.
Huh?
Just saw something that took away my appetite. I can't eat anything.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Just give me a cup of coffee.
Just a cup of coffee?
No, I guess I should have something with it.
Did you say what you don't feel well? Or
I feel all right, but just saw the most tragic thing. I'm so upset. I don't feel like eating anything.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Instead of the ham sandwich, I see you got liver and onions. I guess I'll have that. Make it a big slice with plenty of onions.
You want the liver and onions besides all the other stuff?
That's right. Yeah, I just seen a poor mother and 2 little kids sitting out on the sidewalk with all their furniture there. It's just thrown out of their apartment.
Mm.
See, a thing like that sure upsets you.
Yeah, it sure does.
Instead of the liver and onions, I think you'd better give me a steak with some French fried potatoes. What kind of salad you got?
Oh, lettuce and tomatoes.
That'll be fine. Give me a big salad.
Huh?
I ain't got no appetite at all. This soup's sure good. You better give me another bowl of it. Got any rolls or anything? Give me a few, will you? I love rolls.
Yeah, sure.
Since I saw that thing, I can't eat nothing.
So far, you're doing pretty good. You say the mother and the 2 little kids was sitting out on the sidewalk, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I understand it. They owe 3 months back rent.
Mm-hmm.
$30 a month. $90.
Yes.
And the landlord threw them right out on the sidewalk, that poor mother and those 2 little kids.
Mm.
See the way them kids looked up at me with those big sad eyes? Just took my appetite away.
Yes.
You know, when you see a thing like that, it gets you right here in the stomach.
Yeah. Yes, I can see that.
What's this? You got fried shrimp today? Why don't you say so? I'll have some of them. I love fried shrimp.
So you mean those poor little kids will have to sleep out there on the sidewalk?
They will, unless somebody comes along and pays that $90 back rent.
Oh, no. You know, I couldn't understand how anybody could do a thing like that.
Well, you know them landlords. He figures that $90 is coming to him. He don't care how he gets it.
Yeah, but a mother and two little babies, you know.
Those kids look so sad.
I bet.
Gee, it'd sure be a wonderful thing if somebody would only pay that $90 for that unhappy little family.
Look, mister, don't look at me. I am not going to pay no $90. I don't even know the people. Besides that, what little money I got left, I'm going for to save that for my old age so nobody will kick me out in the street.
Yes. How much do I owe you for the lunch?
Let me see. You had two bowls of soup, a salad, two others of bread and butter, eight rolls, seven donuts, another fried shrimp, tenderloin steak, French fried potatoes, one of the green peas, two pieces of apple pie, four pieces, $9.80.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't get that poor family out of my mind. Oh. That's why I couldn't eat nothing.
Yeah.
If I could only think of somebody that would give that $90 to that landlord, I know I could sleep
a
whole lot better.
Oh, look, sir, for heaven's sake, stop, will you, please? You're breaking my heart. Here's the $90. I'll take it out of my old age fund. Take it and go over and give it to the landlord.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Mister, you don't know what you've done. By paying this $90, you made four human beings the happiest people in the world.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What you said I made four people happy?
Yeah, the mother, those two poor little kids.
That's only three people. Who's the fourth?
Me. I'm the landlord.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Lovely Victor recording star singing Don't Worry About Me. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. The need for such an organization as CARE arose after the war when many Americans wanted to help out relatives and friends in Europe. Desire on the part of Americans to continue that help is shown by parcel post figures for last year. They indicate that private individuals over here sent over $200 million worth of relief and gift packages to Europe, and that's not including CARE packages. A care package is one of the best tokens of friendship we have. Each package is delivered to the family chosen by the donor. You get a signed receipt, a sure guarantee of delivery. You have a wide choice of parcels. One package contains 21.5 pounds of food. Another contains infant food, or you can send enough material to make a man's suit. Care packages cost less because supplies are bought in huge quantities, and because the organization is non-profit. Orders placed in the United States are airmailed to the designated country, and deliveries are made from a care warehouse in that country. Just send $10 to CARE, C-A-R-E, CARE, New York. Specify the package you want to send and give the address of the recipient. Satisfaction is guaranteed.
Look at that, Betty. I just got a telegram from my cousin Dimitris. His wife just had a baby. They made me the godfather.
Well.
Yeah, I just wired them $50 to buy a present for the baby.
$50?
Yeah, I took it out of my old age fund, yes. That's when I got the money for everything else that happened to me.
Parky, you're just a soft touch for everybody who comes in here.
Yeah. Yes, everybody except the guy what's coming in now, Betty. He's not going to get none of my money. I assure you that. It's be that faker, Orville Sharp.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parky Cactus. Am I correct here?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct, yes. Yeah. Say, where you been? I didn't see you around here for a whole week, I'm happy to say.
Oh, well, didn't you hear?
What?
Doing a big job right now.
Big job?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for you. What kind of a big job you doing?
Watching him excavate that big hole over at Second and Chestnut.
You are watching him dig somebody else, dig a big hole? That's mm-hmm. your big job?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's one of the biggest jobs I've ever been on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Watching him dig that hole should keep me busy for weeks.
Sure, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Guess what it will. That's a pretty big hole they're digging over there.
Oh, yes. I'll say it's big. Just to give you an idea how big that hole is.
Yes.
It has taken over 1,100 men just to watch them dig it.
You know, Mr. Sharp, I don't could understand how 1,100 big, healthy men like you is could waste their time just standing, watching other people dig a hole.
Now, wait a minute. Yes. I ain't wasting no time, brother.
Yes, I know.
No, sir. Happens to be my new business.
Business?
Yes, sir. I am forming a union over there.
You're forming a union over there?
Yes, sir.
What kind of a union?
Unionizing all the guys that's watching them dig the hole.
Let me for to get this straight. If a man wants for to watch somebody else dig a big hole, he's got to join a union now?
That's it, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
See, I represent an organization called the National Association of Amalgamated Excavation Watchers.
I never thought that that would be possible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to have to join a union just to watch somebody else dig a big hole.
Now, just a minute, brother, just a minute. Now, we poor fellas that watches them dig those holes, we need a union.
Right.
We've been abused for years.
How you mean you've been abused?
Because we got to watch under terrible conditions, that's why.
What kind of conditions?
No seats, no smoke glasses.
Smoke glasses?
Yeah. We got to watch them over 8 hours. They don't pay us no overtime.
You think what they should pay you overtime if you watch them over 8 hours a day?
Yes, sir. Don't you worry. My union is going to correct all of that.
You're going to correct it, huh?
Correct it.
Yes.
We demand the certain conditions. If they don't give them to us, I'll pull all my men out on strike.
Strike?
Yes, sir. Then they can go dig that hole without nobody watching them. Brother, they won't like it when we start picketing that hole.
Picket the hole?
Yes, sir.
How do you picket the hole?
Very simple. While they're digging, we look the other way.
Look, Mr. Sharp, why don't you stop all this crazy stuff about picketing big holes? I mean, why don't you go out and get yourself a legitimate job?
Legitimate?
Yes.
Just, this job is legitimate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Only one big drawbridge to it.
Yeah. There's a drawbridge to it?
Yeah.
What is the big drawbridge?
Well, you see, the end of the week comes, and they don't pay us no salary for watching them, and that is why I happen to be just a little short of ready cash right now, and just wanted to speak to you about that.
Look, Mr. Sharp, you are not going to get no money from me. Make up your mind. When I woke up this morning, I had $950, and all day long, it's just been like a peanut factory in here. I've been shelling out to everybody. Well, Mr. Sharp, you're just a little bit too late. The factory just closed. 5 o'clock.
Hey, Mr. Parky Cargus, you You don't know how sorry I am you just slammed the window in my face.
I know.
Yeah. See, I wasn't asking for this money for myself. Well, never mind. Guess you just ain't interested.
No, I'm not interested. How do you like that? I don't care what you do.
All I can say is...
Yes.
Just hope she lives.
You hope she lives?
Yeah.
You hope who lives?
You see, this money was supposed to be for my sister-in-law.
Huh?
Yeah, she lives way out in Cleveland, Iowa.
Cleveland, Iowa?
Yeah.
No, you don't pronounce that Iowa. Out here, you pronounce that La Jolla. You see?
No!
What was the matter with your sister?
Well, just
sister
last week.
Yes?
She was operated on for appendicitis.
Appendicitis?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to pronounce nothing. That is not appendicitis. It is appendicitis.
No. Appendicitis is when you have a pain in the side.
I see.
I see. Yeah, she had this operation. Mm-hmm. Now she's got complications.
Complications? What kind of complications?
Penicillin set in.
Penicillin set in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not only that, see, but also her husband lost his job, and then a brother fell. He broke his leg 2 weeks ago. Hasn't been able to work a day since in three places.
Three places, huh?
Yep. Look, I want to tell you, if you'll just give me that money, Mr. Takitakis... Look, I'll pay you back, honest. I will.
No,
you just got to save this poor woman's life at this very minute.
Everybody comes to me.
This very minute, the whole family is down at the post office. They're just all there waiting for my letter with the money so that poor little girl can
live. I know all about that
stuff. Oh, yeah, Mr. Pakikakis. Look, I know. I tried to pull a fast one on you many times before this. But honest, this time I'm on a level. Oh, will you please, will you give me the money? Honest, I'll pay you back even if I got to work, if I got to slave 100 years to do it.
Okay, how much money do you need?
$2.50.
$2.50?
Yeah.
Well, here's your money, and goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Well, thank you.
Betty! Betty! Betty, put on your hat and coat. We're closing up right now. You and me is going for to go stepping out.
Stepping out?
Yeah, we're going to go to our show, and after the show, we'll go to our nightclub. And we're going to stay out until I spend every cent what I got left in my old age fund.
You're going to spend every cent of your old age fund?
Yes, after passing out my money to all these people, I've only got $20 left, and I'm going for to spend all of it tonight.
Yeah, but, Parky, I thought you were going to save that money until you were an old man.
Betty, after all the things that happened to me today, that's made me an old man already. Come on, let's go.
Start your war saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for It's a Living, which follows over many of these stations in just a moment. This is Hugo Rogers.